Hi, I'm Jordan Baith. I'm from Akron. I've known multiple people that have been sexually abused or have an abusive family home life. Specifically, some of my family, she was a drug addict and alcoholic, and her husband would abuse her and make her sleep with dealers for drugs.
Hi, my name is Jada McIntyre, and I'm from Toledo, Ohio. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights says that slavery is supposed to be prohibited in all their forms. And so, if human trafficking is the most recent form of slavery, and these 16 and 17-year-olds are the victims, which is never their fault because human trafficking is never the intended purpose of their actions, why wouldn't we take any preventive measures that we can to help protect them?
Hi, I'm Luke Buckingham. I'm from Akron, Ohio. A 16 and a 17-year-old cannot consent to someone who is well above their age, under influence of drugs, alcohol, various types of gifts, and blaming victims of a crime, of being complicit in someone else's crime, is not acceptable. We don't blame a teller if a bank gets robbed, so why would we blame a victim of sex trafficking for being sex trafficked?
Hi, my name is Sarah Hofius. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and this bill is really important to me. LGBTQ youth are already vulnerable no matter if you're in Ohio, wherever you are in the world. The rate of homelessness is so much higher for LGBTQ youth than it is for heterosexual youth. And so the homelessness can involve getting into trafficking. That is another vulnerability. So not only are they now homeless or experience violence because of their sexuality at home, they're now exposed to this human trafficking. So I think since they're already vulnerable in all so many different ways, this should not have to be something that they should worry about constantly.
Hi, my name is Ben Skavnak, and I live at Sandusky, Ohio. I am in support of this bill, of this nonpartisan bill, because 16 and 17-year-olds, they cannot consent to sex. And I just feel like this bill would really, really help just the influence of knowing what sex trafficking is if one person can say that they are a victim without having to prove coercion, force, or fraud. Then that just influences people around them, the tens, hundreds of people. And it just helps with protecting against human trafficking, which needs to end now. Thank you.